Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to our station mate, Linnell Willingham, 106.7 The Fan Overtime host. He's been out at Commander's OTAs. He's a Magruder colonel doing big things. What's up, Linnell?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
What's Linnell's deal? Is he still, like, trashing us sometimes on the air? He's a wild card. What does
no
he do?
Idea. I mean, I don't know.
Huh?
I mean,
Linnell, what are you doing?
I'm just vibing, guys. Just vibing, enjoying the show. I've been listening.
All
you
right.
guys have been great.
Well, of course, of course.
All right. So here's my first question. This is very in-depth reporting. This is very probing. Is Debo fat?
I think that has been, like, I've seen some of the stuff on social media. Mm-hmm. Him, like, not going. People saying he's not, doesn't look fast going at full speed. The video that's circulating right now is from a team install period. If anyone's played football at the high school level, at least, you understand when you're installing stuff, not running at 100% full tempo because you're learning a play. So I just think there's this narrative out there that's surrounded Debo, and it's fair. He's missed some time over the past couple of years. There was the story in San Francisco last camp that he was out of shape. But I continue to go back to the guy had pneumonia. If any of us had pneumonia, we wouldn't even be able to show up to work, let alone try to play football. So I think he's in a massive prove it year. He looks to be in great shape. I actually, guys, I follow him on Instagram. He's working out twice a day. He's posting workouts. He got his boys working out with him. It's been cool to see him taking it super serious. I've got to believe that that narrative bothers him. But, like, getting eyes on him up close in person, I wouldn't call him fat by any stretch.
So when you see him working out and running, you know, routes and everything, he looks good.
He does, and I think they've made a concerted effort, especially without Terry McLaurin being out there, mm-hmm. to get him the football during these team periods and the 7-on-7 stuff. I think he's going to be a big part of the offense. I've said it, you know, a couple of different times on air. I think he leads this team in touchdowns this year. Cliff Kingsbury hasn't had a weapon like this in his offense since he's been in the National Football League, and I think they're going to find just a multitude of different ways to get him the ball in space, and, you know, we'll see whether he has it or not. Here's the thing, right? Like, there's no pads on right now. It's mandatory minicamp. The vibes are sky high. We'll find out, though, sooner rather than later, if he was in shape or not. And we'll get to make our judgment.
So, Linnell, I'm going to assume you're thinking I may have been a bit rash when I made a bet.
Yeah, I made a bet
a
little too far
that Debo will be a one and done here in Washington because he will underwhelm. Do you think that's a terrible bet at this point?
Look, him being a one-and-done could be because he plays well and he outprices himself here from Washington. Mm-hmm. You got to think
excellent
about
point,
what they're
already
man. Committing.
Excellent point, young man.
You got to realize what they're already committing at the wide receiver spot. They've spent two, you know, pretty significant draft picks on, you know, Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey in the past two seasons. And then, you know, Terry McLaurin is on his way to a $30 million a year extension. So I think at the end of the day, the numbers game may not play out in his favor, but I think him being one and done doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing. And who knows? Like, they'll have the franchise tag at their disposal. If they really want to keep him, I think they'll be able to.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. Either way, I win the bet. If he just plays here 1 year and then he goes and signs with the Dolphins,
yeah, but you
I
did.
Still win the bet.
You asked the question it. And you used the word underwhelm.
I did.
So that's why you think he'll be a one and done.
True, but that's not the parameters
yeah,
of the bet.
Yeah, but that's not the parameters of the bet.
All right.
So I think made a brilliant bet,
he could back his way into
think,
it. Yeah.
I think Debo is going to have a good year. I think he's going to have combined touchdowns with receiving and rushing. I think he's going to be close to what he was in 23, which was 12. I'm not saying he'll get 12. I think he'll be in that 9-10 range. I don't think he'll get 12, but I hope I'm wrong. But I think he's going to have a big year.
What is your take on the Terry situation?
It's complicated. I understand it completely from both sides. I think here's the reality of the situation, though. Terry McLaurin has all the leverage in the world. When he first signed his contract extension a couple of years ago, he only signed for 3 years to set himself up for another big-time payday, and then boom, in a contract year, he goes out and has the best year of his career. So he has earned the right to get that, you know, near top of the market type of deal. Here's the thing when we evaluate the wide receiver position, and I understand Terry, I don't think anybody up here would call him a top five guy, but when you consider the depth of the position, we're talking about the deepest position group in all of the NFL, he's definitely in that 10 to 12 range. And I think when you look at the production and the consistency without a quarterback, and then you insert a legitimate franchise guy last year, you kind of saw the benefits of it. The only thing that I get frustrated with, and maybe frustrated is too strong of a word, if you were the Commanders, the vibes are sky high right now. Why would you want to have this distraction looming over you as you get geared up to go into that dead period of the offseason? I understand it's negotiations and, you know, it's got to play itself out. But, like, at this point, if you're the team, like, there's no way you're not going to get this deal done. So what are we waiting for? It's kind of my thought process with it.
What about this? So how many times have you been out there quite a few days for these?
I've been out there every day they've been out there.
You've been every day they've been out there. What's been your take on Jaden? Is there anything that you've noticed different? Like that one picture where he looked all jacked. Was that just like good lighting that day? Does he look like his arm's a little stronger, or is it just you can't really tell?
I mean, he looks like he picked up right where he left off in January. You got to think about the way he played down the stretch. You really saw the best version of him really starting in that Atlanta game on Sunday night where he, you know, straps the team to his back like a jetpack. He is just going to continue to get better. This year, with the offensive line being revamped the way that it is, I think you'll see the passing numbers take a little bit of a jump. Maybe the rushing totals aren't as high, but I do think he'll have, you know, a tremendous year statistically. In terms of something that's stood out here in the first couple of days, it's kind of hard to tell. He's consistent. That's the one thing I can describe him as, is consistent. I've been out there the last couple of training camps, and I said it last year when we were out there watching him for the first time, after watching Carson Wentz up close in person, Taylor Heineke up close in person, Sam Howell up close in person. This is a professional guy at the position. I'll give you a little anecdote from practice yesterday. So the first day of mandatory minicamp, the offense really lit the defense up. And yesterday, it felt like the defense came out with an added chip on their shoulder, is how I would describe it. And we obviously saw the Noah Brown injury that we'll get to here in a second. But he's taking the defense off because the offense has been so good. You saw this last year during training camp as well. And I think what the defense has to realize, and what Joe Witt and company have to realize, is when you're going up against a bona fide top five guy in the league, your defense is going to get beat. It's not an indictment of your group, but I definitely think the defense took the first day of mandatory minicamp personally in how they practiced yesterday.
Linnell, I saw you tweeting about an impressive pass breakup by Lattimore. I believe it was on Noah Brown before
he went down
with the injury. Give us the skinny on Lattimore. We know that last season was kind of a lost season for him coming in from New Orleans with that hamstring injury. He was never quite right. What should we expect from him year two here in Washington?
Can we debut a nickname for Marshawn Lattimore here on the Junks?
Sure.
Southeast Sean. Southeast Sean is what we call him.
Okay.
I think he's going to have a big-time bounce-back year. The play on Noah Brown yesterday was just peak Marshawn Lattimore. He sits down in the stands, he's patient, and you see him break and drive on the football. The explosiveness is there. We got the chance to talk to him post-practice, and this was probably the first time, you know, any of us have really heard him be transparent about what the injury status was for him last year. He gutted through it. He admitted that, you know, he probably pushed himself further than maybe he should have because he wanted to prove himself to the team. All the frustration about, you know, him, you know, trash talking and then not being around during the voluntary session, it kind of makes up for it when you're that open and honest. But the thing that was interesting to me, Lattimore did not show up to the voluntary workouts, but when he came to the mandatory work, he's been thrown in there right away. He's done everything. He's done every team drill. He's participated in individuals. So he is 110% healthy. If that is the case, we know what he is when he's healthy. I mean, this is a bona fide top 5 to 7 corner in the sport. He locked down one half of the field. The big question is, can they keep him healthy? One thing they did last year, and we all talk about, you know, the injury bug and not having it hit you, is kind of a luck thing. There was a preventative maintenance I saw from the team last year starting in training camp with Ertz, Eckler, Bobby Wagner. I think they'll put Lattimore, you know, under that same umbrella, so to speak, in terms of being just patient with him and allowing him to move at his own speed, because you do not want to push him too hard and have himself, you know, get injured again.
What about the rookies? Any of the rookies standing out, even, you know, on the offensive line or Jalen Lane, any of these guys? Especially Lane, because I really think he's going to play a big part.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, the Jalen Lane thing is interesting to me, and I think he's one of the beneficiaries of Terry McLaurin not being out there. Mm-hmm. You get to see him lining up at a bunch of different spots in the slot on the outside. They're going to find a way to get him the football in space. I think a lot of people, you know, consider him in year one. I feel like people are just setting the expectation for special teams, especially when you consider Noah Brown going down yesterday. He is going to have an opportunity to carve out a role for himself on the offensive side of the football right away. I'm a loser and watch Get Up in the Morning. And Peter Schrager, now of ESPN, was on there, and he randomly name dropped Jalen Lane is someone that's going to be a big part of this offense. It wouldn't have mattered to me, but Peter Schrager is like best friends with Cliff Kingsbury. So if he's saying it, you wonder him and, you know, Cliff are having late night conversations and saying, hey, blanket, Peter, we're going to have to get him involved early and often. I think he'll be huge for them. Just adding speed is a big thing for them. And I think that was a goal of the offseason. They accomplished it by drafting him. On the defensive side of the football, Kay Medrano yesterday, their sixth-round rookie out of UCLA, made a couple of plays in coverage, and then you saw him punch the football away from Deebo Samuel and force a fumble. His role is going to be interesting. I think he's going to be, you know, competing for that third linebacker spot. We know Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner will be two of the backers when they're in base, but I think it's really like a three-man competition for that third spot between Dom Hampton, last year's seventh-round pick, Kay Medrano, and then Jordan McGee, last year's fifth-round pick, who was looked, you know, just excellent, you know, to this point in terms of just physically mature, fast, physical guy. So I think Medrano's going to have a chance to compete for the third linebacker spot. Trey Amos on the outside has been really sticky in coverage to start. That guy has a swagger about him in terms of just being confident in everything that he does. But one thing we've noticed, and we saw this last year with Jaden and Brandon Coleman, he's not going to start right off the rip. I don't think they're just going to hand him the job. When they go base defense in the first 2 days of mandatory minicamp, we've seen Jonathan Jones, the veteran from New England, on the outside, and then we've seen Marshawn Lattimore on the outside with Samer still in the slot. So I wouldn't hit the panic button if you don't hear about him, you know, getting first team reps right off of the rip because of what Washington has at the position. But I do think he'll ultimately, you know, play his way onto the field at some point.
Now, how close were you to Noah Brown when he went down with the injury yesterday? And when can we expect to hear any sort of update about his status?
Are people even saying if it's like a knee, or are they just saying nothing?
It's a knee.
It's a knee, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reaction that he had, it. I don't want to speculate, obviously. It's tough for you. But it seemed like a knee. It was a play where they're at 7-on-7, and Jaden or Marcus either throws him the football, and Will Harris, Washington's new safety from New Orleans, kind of came bearing down over him. I mentioned the chippiness of practice yesterday, and I'm not trying to get them fined or get them in trouble or anything, but it was a pretty ramped up practice for it to be a mandatory minicamp session. And you saw Noah go down for a ball, and it looked like Harris was bearing over him, and then you kind of saw everyone gasp, and he had to get helped off the field to the sideline. Then he initially gets helped off the field to the sideline, then they cart him to the back. Now, where we were standing, you know, relative to the play, when they're carting him up, obviously you're riding on this cart and you got to get inside the building. There are bumps. He hit a bump and on the cart and let out the most terrifying, treacherous scream you'll ever hear in your life. So that really kind of provided some context. This may be something that keeps him out for an extended period of time. But like I said, I don't want to speculate. We'll probably get some sort of an update, I would think. Before they break practice,
he didn't dislocate it, did he? It wasn't that bad, was it?
Don't know.
I don't know. But the scream that he let out when they hit the bump going back inside the building, it something is.
So if that's
you feel bad for him,
of course.
Oh yeah,
story throughout his career, he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
If that's the case, and let's just assume he's out for a while, if not the whole year, because if it's a serious knee injury, he's out. Does that mean they just look at one of these other guys like the Jalen Lanes of the world, or maybe even a Gallup or a Ja'Cory Brooks and move them up the depth chart? Or do you think they go out and look for another guy?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. Based off of their track record, right, we were all, you know, clamoring for Noah Brown last year when they were talking about need a wide receiver two. I think they're going to go with the in-house guys, you know, to start here. Luke McCaffrey's been someone that, you know, here in year two has made some plays over the first couple of days of mandatory minicamp. You mentioned Ja'Cory Brooks. He's made a couple of, you know, interesting contested catches. Chris Moore, a veteran, you know, pretty unheralded guy that's kind of stepped in for Terry McLaurin at the outside receiver spot, has made some plays. But I think the guys in-house ultimately will be able to, you know, kind of help stomach his loss. If they do go outside of the organization to bring in a body, I don't think it's going to be a big-name guy like Keenan Allen or something like that. I think it would be somebody that, you know, help them provide some, you know, added depth. But when you think about what they've spent in terms of draft capital at the position, you spent the third and the fourth, you know, consecutive years on McCaffrey and Lane. So, I mean, you're kind of built for this situation. It is tough, though, because Noah Brown was having a good start to the offseason. And as you saw last year when he was healthy, he does different things and provides a different body type for this receiver room and for this offense. So hopefully he's able to get back sooner rather than later.
Linnell, thanks for the intel, man. We appreciate the time.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you guys having me.
All right, bro.
Yep, that's Linnell Willingham, 106.7 The Fan Overtime host. He is covering Commanders OTAs. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle in D.C. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.